We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's go to Hank in Germantown. Hank, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, John. How you doing?
How are you, Hank?
What's up, Hank?
Oh, man, I've never been better.
Awesome.
How you doing?
Doing great, Hank. It's Friday, brother.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yes.
One of the proudest moments. I have a couple things to talk about, but let me get to the issue.
Yeah.
Germaine at this time. The last 2 years, you were with the Eagles. You made two of the most spectacular plays I've ever seen an Eagle make. They were absolutely pivotal plays. I think one was on a kick return, and the other one might have been a fumble recovery or something.
Whatever happened, Dyke Reese?
Mm. Did he have a helmet on? Because we know he was blocking without his helmet on.
The following year, he wound up in Atlanta, and I couldn't believe it.
Me
I
either.
I was looking for a... I couldn't believe it.
Me either.
Why did they get rid of that guy? He just made
the Pro Bowl.
Two pivotal plays.
What were the plays, though? You're burying what you're trying to say, Hank. What were the plays?
I think one was a block and one was a fumble recovery. Do you remember?
Yep. Both plays, yep. Had a nice block on the kickoff return. And, I recovered fumbles.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
That guy.
Right at the most crucial minute.
Mm.
I think the fumble recovery may have been on an offside kick, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. In the last game of the season or something? Playoff.
It was the last second of the game. If Ike doesn't recover it, the whole season's over.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he did.
Yeah. I still can't believe they let me go to Atlanta. Can you believe that?
Dang. I was looking so much to see Ike Reese, and I usually didn't even notice a special team.
And then what happened?
No.
And then he went to Atlanta. And you know what happened after that, Hank?
Yep.
I have listened to this
big fight
radio station since Howard Eskin was on AM.
Howard Erskine.
Fredericks.
With Fredericks?
You know he's on his way to Tampa Bay, right? Walking.
Oh, I don't remember anything much except for a few things now.
Got you.
Well, I mean, currently, yeah. He's where's he at? North Carolina
and,
now?
And every time I listen to – and there was – there was a great moment, too, you know, last year with the Eagles.
What? It was a great moment? What was it?
Yeah.
They won. Everybody was happy.
Got you.
It was that damn Redskins game, wasn't it? No, the Giants game.
I don't know.
The Giants game was that last Giants game.
Hank, one of the games.
Hank, what do you got going on this weekend, man?
The moment Carson made it through 16 games, and then we had that wiped away a week later.
Yeah. Let me get to this point now, okay?
All right. Hurry up.
Last time I was able to call, I wanted to talk about Carson.
I knew it.
But Carson Wentz.
I knew it. You part of the LTBB?
Every time I hear that Bronco talk.
Oh, man.
Right?
Talk to me. Talk to me,
Hank. I get a picture in my head, since I can hardly see, of a gun going off and the stall door opening and my hero Ike Reese sitting there with a big cowboy hat on on a donkey. A mule.
Yeah, this whole thing just went to the left, Hank.
Whoa.
Are you kind of trying to call the Bronco a donkey, Hank?
He started arguing with me. I hung up. I haven't been able to get back through
all right
now.
Hank, are you not a Carson Wentz fan?
I call him a donkey.
Oh,
I say you were embarrassed for it.
This is the biggest heel turn I've ever seen.
I think he had half of the Eagles' productive payroll sitting on the bench because he was such a jerk that he punked out in that game. And Zach Prescott played that game with a bad knee or a bad shoulder.
Elbow.
He wound up losing.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I've been an Eagle fan since Norm Snead was quarterback.
Hey, Hank, I got to tell you.
And I've listened to him all the way through.
Hank, I kind of want to put you on hold and bring you back after Elliott.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
I listen all day when I'm up.
All right. Hank, don't be a stranger, man. It was good to talk to you.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Hank, I don't even know what to say anymore, man. Be well, my brother. Be well.
God bless, Ike.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Hank. Wow, that was unexpected.
Talk about a roller coaster ride. My goodness.
Oh, my. He called Wentz a donkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The way he put you up to that call, Hank.
I just don't understand. Did anyone see that coming?
No, I even when he was saying it, I didn't understand that he was trying to take shots at Wentz.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to tell Ike, like, Carson Wentz, because Ike's asking him if he's in the LTBB.
Well, as soon as he said a donkey came out the stall, I knew it was all over at that point.
Listen, all of a sudden you got really, really fired up, man.
Hank, I got to tell you, I've never been more disappointed in a call in my life.
Well, man. Hank, you made us late for break.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese
now. Show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you're looking or you want to join the greatest team in the area, Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. You can apply at chickiesandpete's.com. We'll come back with Elliott Short Parks. Eagles made a signing today to shore up their defense. We'll talk about that coming up next with Elliott Short Parks. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about windows and doors for a second, right? The summer means you got to crank up the AC, and that means when you get your bill at the end of the month, your energy bill, you're like, wow, man, that's high. And then what happens in the wintertime, right? Well, the cold air is coming inside. In the summertime, the hot air is going outside, right? So that's why you need new windows and doors, right? I got some new windows and doors from Guy to Door and Window, and my energy bill, and I just got the email the other day, it said it's 18% lower than it was last year. And right now, God is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event. That's on every window and door that they have, right? 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, even storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today with no money out of pocket and the luxury of paying it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. Now, all prior sales are excluded, but don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guided today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. Remember, 40% off each window you buy, and then for up to a year, interest-free. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, 877-GO-GUIDA, or online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.